Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be sharing with you on this cold but beautiful Advent morning. And yes, Bible quizzing was such an amazing blessing to me growing up. You know, I never would have seen myself up here, but, you know, like kind of like you said, God kind of like stuck that in there and how that has shaped me to who I am today. And so it's amazing all the little things God will use in your life. And then you might not even know how it is used at first, but God is right there with you through it all. And so again, I thank you for the opportunity that I have to speak with you and to share with you this Sunday morning on this Advent day. And this is the third Sunday of Advent, right? Yep. It's the week of joy, right?
Amen.
One of my favorites, right? We can be happy. It's about being full of joy. But in reality, they all go together. You need hope and peace and joy and love all working together in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
And so today I'd like to talk about joy just for a little bit. For me, Christmas brings joy. Anybody else feel happy around Christmas time? I personally love seeing all the lights around. It just brings me so much happiness. People are decorating. Families and friends are getting together and gathering. Maybe they haven't seen each other in a long time, but something about the holiday always brings people together, right? And so for me, that brings a lot of joy. But especially for the true meaning of Christmas, right? It's because Jesus came to this earth. And that alone should bring us joy, right? And that is the true meaning of joy. That's what joy is really all about. But for some, this season isn't always joyous. Last year, my grandfather passed away around Christmas. Actually, it was a year ago today. I was just sitting there thinking about it. It was today, a year ago. And so that was a hard time for my family. You know, it was kind of an unexpected thing. And so my family rushed down. We traveled to see our family. And he ended up passing away this week before Christmas. And so it was hard because my grandfather, he loved Christmas. He had the big white beard. He loved playing Santa Claus. And so it was difficult because, you know, that's what we remembered him for, and that's what he loved. And it's about this time when we're supposed to be full of joy and supposed to be full of love and peace. But there are dark times in our life when it's hard to find it. It's hard to seek that joy in situations like that. But as a family and me personally, you know, I prayed and it's like, God, this is a hard situation. And going into Christmas, it's like, I don't have the joy that I would want to have going into the Christmas season. You know, just something difficult happened to our family. And then here we are trying to have this hope and this joy and this love. But it's kind of hard to find it when you're in that low point. It's kind of hard to feel that joy when you're feeling alone, when you're feeling sad, or when you're feeling hurt. But it's because of Jesus that we can have peace in those times. And even though it was a difficult time for my family, we managed to find peace and hope in it because we knew that because of Jesus and because of the hope and the joy that he gives us, I can see my grandfather again, and I will see my grandfather again. And it's because of that joy that we can have, even in the midst of darkness, that's what carries us through that. That's the hope that we have to keep going. That's the peace that we have in the situation to hold on and to keep persevering. And so I know that all of us in some point in our lives have gone through a dark season, whether that be around Christmas or not. We have all experienced something hard and something difficult, and where joy didn't seem like it was at the end of the tunnel. It didn't seem like we could find that happiness that we wanted. But we can. And we can see hope and peace and joy and love. And as I mentioned, this time of year, people are decorating, and it's a great season of joy and happiness, and it's the Christmas season. And even though some may not feel it's like a great season, let me tell you, there's good news of great joy. That's the proclamation that the angels brought, right? They brought it to these shepherds who weren't expecting it. I'm sure they weren't expecting it. They didn't know what was happening. They were just going about their lives. Maybe some of the shepherds were in a lowly place, but there's good news of great joy for all the people in the world. And I thank God for that. It's because of that great news, because of that initial announcement, because of Jesus coming to the earth as a baby. That's why we can have that good news of great joy for us today in our own lives. And I praise God for that. Because God gives joy to all people. He sent a message. He didn't send a message first to the king, right? He sent it to the shepherds when they weren't expecting it. It's not to influencers today who get the most hits or the most likes. No, God sends it to us, everyday people. Yes, God can speak to anybody and to everybody, but God doesn't play favorites. We don't have to be super religious. We don't have to be pastors. We don't have to be super wealthy because God loves us all equally, and he will give us joy equally. Our circumstances don't decide whether we're happy or not. The world may say that what determines joy and that determines what happiness is. But the truth is success does not bring joy. It does not bring happiness. Only God, by sending his son Jesus, can there be happiness and true joy, such great joy in the whole world. And so joy enters the world when Jesus enters our lives. Joy entered the world when Jesus came and entered the world, even in such a lowly place. That's when joy enters our lives. It extends to all people beyond our boundaries, our differences, where we live, our culture, our preferences, what we do, our social status. None of that matters because God gives joy equally as long as he is with us, because Jesus is the one that brings joy. So this morning, I like to do something a little fun. Today is Sunday, and a lot of people gather on Sundays like this. There are probably thousands of people doing what we're doing today, right? Gathering, lighting Advent candles, remembering what happened and the joy that Jesus brought. And so something I always love to do, I like to see, like, well, what are other people doing around the world? Because it's for all people, right? It's not just for us here today. Joy is for all people and extends to all nations. And especially, you know, as a Nazarene church, we fully believe that we have brothers and sisters in all other countries, and they're all coming together to celebrate Jesus. And I think that's pretty fantastic. When you think about that, it's not just about us. The whole world is coming together around the Christmas season to remember one thing, Jesus. So I'd like to share some pictures with you. From here to Berlin, people are gathering to sing Christmas carols. Look at that. It says there were over 28,000 people there singing Christmas carols. The next picture, you'll see that there are Christmas trees all aglow wherever we go. This is a picture of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. People are lighting Christmas trees. The next picture, you'll see that Christmas's performance are taking place. Even in La Paz, Bolivia, they do Christmas pageants as well. On the next slide, you'll see that clergymen are taking part doing Christmas celebrations, even in Jakarta Cathedral in Indonesia. So this is happening all over the world. The next picture, you'll see that people are enjoying the Christmas lights from here to the Philippines. Can you imagine going to a light like that, a light show like that? It's incredible because of the joy they have of Jesus. In the next picture, you'll see that people are attending church services all across the world. Here's a picture of Guwahati, India, where people are celebrating Jesus. The next slide, you'll see that people are gathering for feasts. In Japan, they eat KFC at Christmas. I don't know. That's their tradition of Christmas. But even in Japan, they're celebrating Jesus in their own unique way. The next slide, you'll see that thousands of people traveled to the actual place where Jesus was born, in Bethlehem, and they light candles at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. There are baptisms taking place in Russia at Christmas in the icy waters. You'll see in this next picture of a man getting baptized because Jesus brings salvation. I don't know about you, I wasn't baptized in icy cold water, but I'm sure that's an amazing experience for them because it means something to them. It's a blessing to them that Jesus came. And they don't care whether the water is, 50 degrees, 20 degrees, 80 degrees. They're joyous because of the salvation that Jesus brings. The next picture, you'll see that for Three Kings Day or Epiphany in Spain, children put out their shoes, which are then filled with gifts. Sometimes they leave carrots for the camels, from the Magi, in their shoes. And then finally, I have a picture that this is Bethlehem. There are huge gatherings and amazing fireworks that happen around Christmas because of such good news of great joy. And so I don't know about you, it gets me excited. When I see photos like this, and I can imagine the joy, the celebrations that are happening, from the beginning of the month all the way through into Epiphany, into January, it's because of the good news of great joy. And it's hard to have that kind of joy all the time. But isn't it amazing that we can have that kind of joy all the time because of Jesus is with us? And that gets me excited. That's what gives me joy. That's what gives me hope, is that Jesus has brought joy. And so there is joy all over the world and for all people because of Jesus. What God told those shepherds is the same exact message he speaks to us today. It says, do not be afraid, because I am bringing good news that will cause great joy for all the people. So this morning, I'd like to take a few minutes just to explore what that good news of great joy really is. I mentioned earlier that the world has different definitions of joy and happiness. And so I kind of like to look and take a second to read what this good news of great joy really is, that we can have such joy all around the world despite our differences, despite where we are, despite our dark circumstances, that's possible. That joy is possible. So this morning, we are going to be reading out of Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. And this is the message of joy. It says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.'" Wow. Wow. Sometimes, you know, I've heard the Christmas story since I was little. I grew up as a Christian going to church, something I studied in Bible quizzing. And, you know, sometimes I kind of just, like, go through the story, like, oh, yeah, there was these angels that came and announced this. And I'm like, wait a second. No, there were angels that came and announced this to shepherds in a field outside of Bethlehem. And this was the news that they brought, that Jesus was born. Their Savior was finally here, and he was close by. And so when I think about that, I was like, what would I do if I was a shepherd going about my business, probably at night, doing, you know, my job, when all of a sudden the sky is filled with angels, and the angels start talking to me and saying, "Don't be afraid, because good news of great joy is here. The Messiah that you've been waiting for all these years is here." I don't know about you. I'd probably be like terrified, excited, not knowing what to do. But I'm sure I felt joy in the moment, knowing that God was speaking to me, a shepherd, because his son has been born. You know, the shepherds, they were, you know, typically tending their sheep outside the city. So they were probably outside of Bethlehem when the angels came and announced this to them. Some say that shepherds were outcasts. I mean, they had difficult jobs. They were kind of isolated being outside the city. They were dealing with animals all day. Probably didn't smell great at the end. And considered unclean duties. But yet, their role was no less important. They had a crucial job because many of the sheep were used for sacrifices. So though they were seen as outcasts, they weren't unvaluable or they weren't worthless. They had a role. And I think it's unique that, you know, God told his angels or sent his angels to say this proclamation or announcement to the shepherds first. You know, why the shepherds? They were ordinary people, considered outcasts, sometimes unclean. What's so special about them, you know? He didn't say it to the kings that were coming. He didn't announce it like this to the three wise men. He didn't say this to the king of the area. He didn't say this to the people of Bethlehem. No. This announcement came to the shepherds, these people that needed joy just as much as everybody else. And again, these shepherds weren't doing anything out of the ordinary. They were going through everyday life. And that's when God broke through with this amazing announcement. It doesn't take us to get our lives in perfect order and to be a certain status in life. No. God can bring us joy right where we are. And he's giving us announcement right now that there is good news that will give us great joy. And so these shepherds were the first to receive that announcement from the angels, who then left and went to go see if this announcement was true. No, they were the first evangelists. They were the first ones that went and proclaimed it. It says that after they visited Jesus, they went out and they told people, right? Because they were the first ones to receive this announcement of great joy. They couldn't help but go and see what happened. They didn't stay there in their fields with their sheep. No, they went up and they went to go see if it was true because they had such a joy and hope believing that it was true. They had joy in the good news. And so this divine proclamation was saying that the Savior was here. And that's what he means when it says that it was for all people. It wasn't just for the shepherds there. It wasn't just for the people of Bethlehem. It wasn't just for the kings and all the religious leaders. No, it extends far beyond that to every nation. And to even to us today. It wasn't just a historical thing that happened. No, it's a personal thing that happens for us today as well. And so God continues to meet people in unexpected places and in unexpected situations. God shows up. Joy is not the absence of fear or hardship, but it's joy is because the presence of God is with you. Our life doesn't have to be going perfect for us to have joy. Joy comes in every situation that we are in. And so we can find hope and purpose in the reality that comes that God comes near to us, the ones who are weary, who are humble, and who are broken. And so joy comes in unexpected places. As I mentioned, this announcement came not in a temple, certainly not in a palace. It came to the shepherds who were in the fields, doing hard labor. And so God and his joy that he brings is not limited to sacred buildings or to special times in our lives. This most world-changing message was delivered in an ordinary setting, reminding us that God isn't confined to what places we would say is holy or are holy. No. Joy is confined to Jesus, because Jesus is the true joy. And so God steps into our everyday places, you know, our workplaces, our homes, where we go to the store, you know, wherever we like to hang out or do things, or, you know, in churches like this and gatherings. That's where joy is, because there is joy in the ordinary. There's joy in the chaotic. There can be joy in the quiet. And there can even be joy in the hard times. And so God often reveals himself in such ways. In Nehemiah, just real quick, it says that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Just think about that for a minute. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, I feel like sometimes last year when my grandfather passed away, I wasn't always praying for joy. It's kind of a hard thing to pray for. I was praying for strength, but in reality, I was praying for joy because I was praying for Jesus to be with me. And through the Advent season, we talk about hope, peace, joy, and love. And they all go together because that is our strength. The hope is our strength. The peace is our strength. The joy is our strength. And the love is our strength. Because joy is not just an emotion. It's not just about being happy. It's strength. If you could just think about joy as being a strength for a moment. I don't know about you, but that kind of brought me joy. Just thinking about that, how such joy in my life is what gives me strength in life to persevere. And so the second thing that I'd like to point out is that the joy is not separated from Jesus. The joy is connected to the good news. It is because of the good news that causes great joy, right? It's the good news and joy that go together. And so I'd like to think about, what is the good news? Anybody know, like, what else goes with the good news? There's another word for it that I kind of grew up learning. Anybody? Gospel, yes. I always, when I was little, learned that the good news is the gospel. And that is so true. And what really is the good news in the gospel? That's Jesus. So Jesus causes great joy. Jesus brings joy. The word here used for good news in the Greek refers to bringing glad tidings, or news of the kingdom, and is where we get our word for gospel. It signifies that there's an announcement that produces joy. And so the good news that the angels were saying was not a philosophy. It wasn't advice. It wasn't positive thinking. The good news was Jesus, that he came. And that is what propels us and drives us and fills us with such joy. Because Jesus is the good news. And so joy isn't built on changing circumstances. Aren't you happy for that? Joy isn't determined by the things happening around us. Joy is determined by Jesus. And it's Jesus that keeps us steady and keeps the joy in our life. Because joy is rooted in Jesus. And so this angel brought good tidings, which literally means they preached the gospel to these shepherds. They said, the Messiah is here. Your Savior has been born to you this day. Go and see in the town of Bethlehem, right? They were proclaiming and preaching the good news. They were preaching good tidings to these shepherds who were regarded as social outcasts. But it is only through the good news that we could have such great joy, such biblical joy. Not worldly joy, not emotional happiness, great joy. And so I'd like to then to look at what this means. What is joy? How would you define joy? If somebody asks you, how do you have such joy? What is joy in your life? When you look up the words great joy, it means overwhelming or surpassing joy that's not circumstantial, but it's rooted in God's saving action. It's rooted in the gospel, not in emotional feelings or happiness. I looked it up, and these words, or the word joy, is used 59 times in the New Testament, all referring to joy coming because Jesus is coming. You can't deny the fact that joy is because of Jesus. You can't separate the two. Jesus is joy, and he's the one that brings salvation, which brings joy like any other. It's the reason that as Christians, we can go throughout our day, we can be persecuted, we could be slandered, we could be ignored, but we can still be joyful people, right? We can still go through our day with joy because of what we have. And the world sees it, but they don't always understand it. They see the joy in us, and it makes them wonder, how are they such joyful people? How are they such loving people? How do they have such peace in circumstances where we shouldn't be able to have peace? How do they have hope in a situation that doesn't make sense? It's because of Jesus. Because Jesus is the joy that we have. And so this good news of great joy is universal. God's grace and his gift of joy extends to all people. And the angels made that clear, not only by the way that they said it, that it would be for all people, but in who they shared it with, these shepherds. Joy is for everyone, not just for the righteous, the wealthy, the religious. It's for the broken and the overlooked and the outsider, just as much as it is for the religious people. For all people in all places in all times, everyone can experience this joy. No one is excluded. And that in itself is a kind of an amazing picture, that this joy that seems hard to obtain, that seems hard to seek and to have, is actually not that distant, because no one is excluded from it. From now until the end of time, no one is excluded from the joy that God's going to give and the joy that God will give. And so the joy of Jesus is meant for you. And for you, and for you. It's meant for everybody to have such joy. And so how we can receive joy is by being in God's presence. It's really, when you look at it, such a simple thing. We need Jesus to have joy. You know, it could be complicated when we try to, you know, fix things in our lives to try to make life feel better so that we could find happiness in our lives. But the answer is, turn to Jesus. He's the one that brings you joy. And, you know, like I said, for me, sometimes that's hard. But even in those hard times, Jesus is there with me. I loved how you sang Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So we can have joy wherever or whenever we need it. Because it's not an emotion. It's Jesus that is with us. And so it increases in us. It's not like it's static. It's not like joy comes whenever we feel we need it. No. It's something in us that grows, like Jesus is in us. It grows and it develops and it matures us and it strengthens us because it's not static. It's cultivated and grown and strengthened within us. The more we draw near to Jesus, the more joy we can have in everyday life, even in hard situations. It's because his presence is what forms our lives and what shapes us to be Christians, followers of Jesus. In Romans 15:13, it says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." And I love that verse because I think it really captures joy in the presence of God. It's God of hope, the God of hope, who fills you. Again, it's not something we obtain ourselves. We can seek it, but it's by seeking Jesus. That's how we find it. And it's by trusting in him is what this verse says. Then he says, so that we may overflow. There's that word again, the joy that means overwhelming and overflowing with hope. because of the power of the Holy Spirit that is with us. It's because of Jesus. You know, I've heard it said, Jesus is the reason for the season. And I think sometimes that gets overlooked, but it's very true. Without Jesus, where would we be? Where would hope be in the world? Where would joy be in the world? Where would love and peace be? So think about it for a minute. When we seek God, when we have joy in the midst of difficult times, what that might mean for you. There are no expectations of you except that you seek Jesus. Who cares what you're coming with, your burdens that you're bringing with you, or the situation you're currently in, the life you live now? God doesn't care about that. He sees you. He is with you, and he wants to give you that joy. All you have to do is seek him. Despite the mistakes we made, we can know joy. But besides our current situation, we can seek joy. No matter what it is, God can give us a deep joy, more fulfilling, more simple than anything else in the world that we can get. More fulfilling than any good thing or any good feeling that we can have, because it brings hope, peace, joy, and love in our lives. So you might be asking yourself, so what? If joy can break into our cold field in the middle of the night, then joy can break into our lives too. If joy could come into the time 2,000 years ago when Jesus was born, joy can come today. The world was just as much broken back then as it is today. There are still problems that exist. There are still conflicts and disagreements and frustrations and people not getting along, and there's sin and there's evil, but there's joy because there's this good news of great joy that came into the world. It's by encountering Jesus. He is the one that steps into our dark night when all seems lost. He is the one that is brought to the world to bring us that joy. This joy that means that we don't have to wait for our lives to look a certain way. Wherever we are, God brings joy. In Psalm 16:11, it says, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." God makes things known to us by filling us with joy and his presence. So if this joy is real, and if it's for all people, and if it's meant for us, then what do we do now? We know that it's for all people. We know that we can achieve joy by seeking Jesus. But what does that mean? And so joy isn't the result of doing what is right. Joy is not feeling like we must force something or fake something. I don't know about you. Sometimes I feel like I had to fake, you know, being happy. Got to put on a smile to get through the day, right? This doesn't need to be the way that we live our lives, because we can have true joy that comes from inside of us because Jesus is inside of us. We don't need a better job, a cleaner past, calmer emotions, more spiritual behavior. No, joy comes to us where we are. We don't need to be neat and orderly because he meets us where we are. So my question to you today is, what night are you standing in right now? What is your dark night? What is it that you need from Jesus today? Do you need that joy in your life right now? What fears have surrounded you? What confusion has surrounded you and are holding you tight like the shepherds who felt like outcast people? The invitation to you is simple. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Because without Jesus, there is no true joy. Seek him among everything else. And do not be afraid. We don't have to be afraid. We have nothing to lose by seeking Jesus, but we have everything to gain. We have all the joy and the hope and the peace and the love that we need to carry us through. And so this morning as we close, and in this season, I just ask you, seek the joy of the Lord in all circumstances. Like I said, for some people, this season is not easy. For some, it is. But for whoever you are, whether it's easy or hard or you're in a good situation or not, joy is for all people. No one is exempt from the love of Jesus. And as a church, we're called to carry this joy into the world, not as a shallow happiness, not as people who put on a smile. No, we are people overflowing with joy. Like the pictures we saw, this is happening all over the world, and it's spreading to all nations because Jesus is with us. And so joy enters the world when Jesus enters our lives. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for how you sent your Son into this world, for what you brought with him, the joy that we can have because he is here. Not only was he born, not only was he our Savior and is our Savior, not only did he die for us and rose again, but he is with us today, giving us strength through joy and through hope and peace and love to persevere through anything that happens in our life. So may the God who sent joy into the dark fields of that Bethlehem night also bring joy into our hearts as well. May you give us light, the light of Christ, that guides our steps and calms our fears and fill us with your peace. So may the joy of the Savior who has come in that lowly manger fill us and guide us. Help us to be people of joy. Help us to be people who seek Jesus above all things so that we can live better lives for you. That we could bring joy to the world because of you in us. And so I thank you for all that you have done for us, oh God. And I ask that you continue to guide us and to use us in this season and throughout the entire year, Lord. For we are yours, and we know that your Son Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And in your name we all pray. Amen.